talk about how strange this Thanksgiving's going to be. If you're struggling to decide on that family gathering, health officials are warning that large groups are not the best idea as COVID cases are on the rise. Thinking about bringing up the presidential election? Yeah, good luck with that one. What are the do's and don'ts this Thanksgiving? We're hoping our next guest might have something that can help. Alex Beggs is a senior staff writer for Bon Appetit, and it so happens she's hanging her hat in Michigan these days. Alex Beggs, welcome to Stateside.
Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, can I just start by asking, what are your plans for Thanksgiving this year? Have you had to have that conversation with your family?
Yeah, I mean, as you know, and the entire country knows, that Michigan cases are really high right now. And finally, last week, we had to tell my partner's parents that, you know what, mom and dad, we don't want to kill you. So we're going to stay home this year. Maybe we'll drop a pie off, have a beer in the backyard, but we love you so much, we can't put you at risk. And it went over just perfectly fine. They totally understood. I think we had the choice to get together with them and some other family, and it just was two people too many. So I'm staying home. I'm deciding the menu now. It's going to be non-turkey.
What?
I don't think it's that shocking that people don't really like turkey, but I think especially when you have the freedom to kind of do whatever you want, I'm trying to play with, like, what would I have at a restaurant that I would never make at home, like duck confit or some lobster pasta something. I don't know. It's got to feel fancy and awesome.
What aspects of the Michigan food scene have you been able to write about since you've been back?
So I've been coming to Michigan at least once or twice a year for the past, oh my God, maybe a decade, because my partner is from Traverse City. So throughout the years, I've written about stuff here and there. Since we've moved, I've written about Jet's Pizza, which I got a lot of DMs from Michiganders who I guess felt seen and heard. That was funny.
You very correctly identified it as perfect. So thank you for that.
Yeah, not really too controversial, but you know, I had a piece planned for a summer issue of Bon Appetit, a travel story to Southwest Michigan starring Grainer Farms, which is just this like really fairy tale, special, magical place. And because of COVID, we had to scrap the story. I mean, it was this dinner series around communal tables. It was everything, you know, that we can't do. And that was heartbreaking. I really wanted to share that story. And yeah, I have such a long list of Michigan food things to say. My map is full of green flags of like places I want to go still.
Well, let's get to the main event. You write this monthly etiquette column for Bon Appetit called Is It Ever
Questionable?
Right.
Questionable etiquette.
Questionable etiquette column where you're answering readers' questions about table manners and all kinds of other related things. First off, this question, is it ever okay? Generally speaking, is the answer to that question yes or no?
If you're asking, it's probably no.
You have to ask.
People are asking me for like permission to do these things that they know are like slightly shameful. And sometimes I'm fine with it.
They totally know. I don't think anybody imagined a Thanksgiving in lockdown, and you've had to tackle all kinds of strange questions. I saw one of your readers asked, "What if we just skip Thanksgiving this year? What can we do instead?" My gosh, is it ever okay just to skip Thanksgiving?
I don't see why not. I think that could take many forms, whether you're just not cooking turkey. You do whatever feels right to you. I think as long as you're playing the Charlie Brown soundtrack, it'll feel festive.
But, nice.
You know, I think there are some people who are holiday people and they get really hype about Thanksgiving and the holidays, and others maybe brings them down a little bit. So if this is the year that you are going to take a long, sad walk, maybe that's how you're going to celebrate this year. I think it's just important that you make it a Thanksgiving to remember, but not because you infected your entire extended family.
Right. I mean, maybe the thing to do is just sit with whatever we're feeling.
That's really deep, April.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes. Or just like watch all of the John Wick movies. I don't know.
Right. That's
good. Do either.
Also acceptable. Well, okay. Another reader asks, how do I avoid a Thanksgiving Zoom? Can you give us some credible excuses for the dodge?
Oh my God. I'm so glad I don't have a Zoom family. The idea of like a Thanksgiving conference call is just torture. But I do think, you know, we like to check in with each other on holidays. So however you need to check in with your family, do that, whether it's the phone or Zoom. I think got like 5-10 minutes tops. I just think it's kind of like, what are you cooking? What are you doing? Okay, love you, bye. But along like having the entire meal digitally, everyone's yelling out over each other. I can't imagine that's fun for anyone.
So how do we credibly bow out? Can you just say, oh, I'm feeling a little stuffy or
I'm all about the white lie. I got a pie in the oven. Oh, I've got so much going on. I've got to cook, got to see, you know, oh, there's a package at the door. Whatever you have to do, get out of it.
I do wonder, you know, you said that you're not going to be doing traditional feasts this year, and what you had planned sounded pretty good, but there are always these food guides that go around claiming to know what is the most popular side dish for each state. I mean, green bean casserole tends to get a lot of likes in Michigan, but you can't really just roll out sweet potatoes or I guess just even plain mashed. I mean, what says Michigan Thanksgiving to you?
I do like a green bean casserole. I think I'm definitely at, you know, whatever weird thing we do as a main, we're making green bean casserole because it's my favorite. And Bon Appetit, no, you know, I'm a little biased, but our green bean casserole is awesome. You make kind of a homemade cream of mushroom soup. You still get to use the French's crispy onions on top, so like don't worry about that part. Use fresh green beans, and I think, you know, Michigan produce is so awesome. I think anything that kind of highlights Michigan produce is a good Michigan side for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that's good. Do you have a policy on like distance potlucks where family members each make part of the dinner and then leave portions for each other on the porch? I mean, is that?
I think we're definitely going to be dropping off a pie. And I love doing this thing with friends where I make too much food and then just have them bring containers over and take it. So we might do a little like leftover exchange. It's going to be cold, you know? So I know some people having Thanksgiving in their family's garage with space heaters. It's just like still a little too risky to me. I can't imagine we have the same sanitary protocols as, you know, restaurants and hospitals. So that makes me a little wary, but you know, they say like open air gatherings are fine. So I think that's like a total, that's definitely a thing you could do if you have the amount of space heaters necessary to do that in Michigan. I think that stuff is within the realm of safe.
Right. I mean, which do you
I'm think? No doctor.
No. It's, I mean, everybody's kind of just learning as we go. Do you think, just from the cook's perspective, is it more challenging to pull off the feast with the crowd or maybe scaling back? There are going to be a lot of people trying to do that massive multi-course dinner for like a household of two or three or four. I mean, I noticed in our corner of Michigan, the petite turkeys were just like gone. They were gone. And it's a reminder there are a lot of people doing the smaller table this year.
I think that's a good sign. Mm. I think the idea of feeding that many people just is too much work. And I don't think the payoff is good. I think you can tell your family you love them in the biggest way by not celebrating in such a large situation this year. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, it doesn't sound fun to me.
I know what you're saying, that everything can be pretty intense right now, but I got to say the thing that's preoccupying me most is as we Zoom with family members, often I find myself asking people how they're doing and they say, oh, fine. I'm fine, which is very 2020, but I'm 100% sure it's also not true. As the questionable etiquette columnist, what do you say to a friend or someone to draw them out when it seems like they may have a little bit more going on?
Well, some people want to talk about it and some don't. So I'm wary to say, fine, but like, you know, for a friend of mine who is a school teacher with two kids at home out of school right now, who's juggling both, like, I know she's not fine. And if she wants to talk about it, maybe I'll leave some openings there, but I'm also, you know, not going to pry. But I think if you're close to people and you can sense that they're not fine, I think even in a jokey way, being like, are you sure? You definitely don't seem fine. You know, just like kind of over the top acknowledging it kind of maybe eases the tension a little bit and people can talk. But yeah, the word fine as a heart, it's just because I think people keep in perspective, I'm healthy, I'm relatively good. Compare, you know, things could be worse or the ways we think. And sometimes you just need to acknowledge that you're not in a good place.
Yeah.
And maybe the people in your life can bring you out of it. Wow, getting a little emotional for me.
You wrote an essay recently that I loved about cleaning. With my all-time favorite quarantine title, What If Barkeeper's Friend Is My Only Friend? That was just much, much, much too soon, by the way, for that title.
Oh, man.
How clean is your place right now?
Not very. And in fact, I got so overzealous with the barkeeper's friend that I've ruined multiple pots. So it kind of backfired on me a little bit. But the cleaning is, you know, it can be such a stand-in for, you know, getting out something that you need to get out, or that immediate shiny result is so cathartic. And maybe that's what you need kind of in the middle of the day. I've definitely broken up the workday by scrubbing things. I don't know if this is something I need to talk to a therapist about, but love barkeeper's friends. Very satisfying. And just make sure you don't leave it on for longer than a minute or you will scratch your pants like I did.
Yeah, bad things happen. What does a senior staff writer for Bon Appetit hit when she's stress baking?
Well, I told you I had tres leche cake for breakfast. So I stress baked that. I guess maybe stress baking is now just my normal state of baking. Yeah. But I love anything in a pudding in a jiggly category. Those are my favorite. So yeah, flan, pudding, rice pudding. I'm very excited about, you know, holiday cookies. I made a great one from Claire Saffitz's Dessert Person, these pecan brittle oatmeal cookies, very elaborate, worth every laborious step along the way. I could talk about baking all day. I'll stop.
Alex Beggs is a senior staff writer for Bon Appetit. Her column, Questionable Etiquette Advice, is called Is It Ever Okay? And you can find it in the mag and also online. Alex, it's great to talk to you. Hang in there, and thanks for the tips.
You too, April. Thanks for having me.